Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop. The rap.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
To the rail.
Bringing voices to power.
Okay, in this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I have Renee Hubbard, who is Vice Chair of the Youth Affairs of the Morgan County, Alabama Democratic Conference. We will also be joined by Jaquan Bryant and Tyree Owens, members of the Young Democrats. Our main topic will be their upcoming event titled, You Have a Voice, Let It Be Heard. I will be speaking at that event along with Dr. Will Boyd, who is the Democratic nominee for Alabama 5th Congressional District. And also Michelle G. King of the Decatur City Board of Education will be there as well speaking. The event will be held September 17th at the Aquadome Recreational Center located at 1202 5th Avenue, Southwest Decatur, Alabama. Guest entertainment will include Dante Pride, who is a gospel rap recording artist, Raymond Williams, who is a music recording artist, and Phi Beta Sigma, fraternity of Alabama A&M University, Go Bulldogs, will give us a step show and performance. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Could y'all tell us a little bit more that I didn't cover in this event and what the goal of it is and what can people expect on the 17th?
Okay, well, the program will be about teaching young adults the importance of voting and knowing about the running candidates. I think a huge percentage of adults don't know, especially young adults, we don't really know exactly when to vote or who's running, you know. So that's pretty much what it's going to be about.
Yeah, so it's more targeted, it's targeted for everybody who want to get information, but
right.
I get the feeling that this is more about the millennials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I think we have.
And for all of us out there, for all of us out there that don't know the millennials, because a lot of people don't know which group they fall in, the millennials, they define the group as those born in 1982 and approximately by the 20 years thereafter. So that is a large group, and a lot of people don't know. Their numbers have overtaken the baby boomers. So there's a lot of millennials out there, and I applaud you guys for trying to do something to get Morgan County millennials involved. And I'm very glad that Renee invited me to do what I can to help you guys and get this thing going. Although we're in Generation X, because we was born in the 1965 to the 1984 timeline, but we actually don't have. Yeah, you're not supposed to give a lady's age, so I throw a little
That's
hint
right.
out there.
That's right. Calm down now.
But actually, like I told you when we met, that I applaud what you're doing as well, too, because we don't have enough Generation Xers out there embracing the millennials and getting them on board and trying to motivate them into doing something, because our generation basically has been skipped over. And so I'm glad to see these young men involved.
That's right.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, thank you.
I just wanted to chime in here in between them speaking. To talk about that, this is a very unique and a great event that we have collectively put together for the young adults, the millennials, as they're called, to make them aware. We want to educate them, inform them, and give them their rightful place in this community and society, to let them know that they do have a voice and it needs to be heard. We silenced it for way too long. And so this event will give them that opportunity to hear from, like you said, Dr. Will Boyd, who is running for Congress against Mo Brooks. He will be able to expound upon these topics that we have put together and to bring a message to the young adults or the millennials, as they're called. I may end up saying young adults a lot because that's where I've been, that's what I've been doing for the whole 3 months we've been putting this together. But I also believe that you cannot give dream life by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have others involved. And an organization event like this can be more effective when all parts move together to form a partnership. Okay, so we have other community leaders out here that are working with the youth in different capacities, but we have to come together at some point to form this partnership to get the common goal accomplished, which is people, our young adults, our millennials, anybody that needs to have this education, because even though the young adults may not have this education or this information that they need, there are a lot of adults out there that don't have it as well. So this event is going to be for the young adults, but anybody, like you said, Marcus, is welcome to come to get this information. We're going to have voters registration there. We're also going to have the young people to speak about the things that they know and that they don't know about what's going on in our society. We want them to be able to express how they feel without being hushed because we've done that way too much. And the more that we hear from them, the more we'll know how to go forward and get into things that they need. They don't want to hear about food stamps and all this. They want to know about things that are going to affect them, such as college, education. They want to know about health care. Some of them are already married. They leave from high school going to college and from college into the workforce. And then from the workforce, some of them will obtain careers that will take them further. So they need this information, and if they don't know how to vote, if they've never been taught how to vote, and they're to know from these candidates what platforms they're running on, then they won't have that information that they need to make an informed decision about the candidates that are running. So that is the whole purpose of this event, and who better to have help with this event than someone who is from that millennial era, such as Jaquan and Tyree. They have been very instrumental in helping put this together. They've even told me how old I am sometimes, some of the things that I've been trying to say and do. So I've listened to them. I know they were only joking, but I listened to them, and that's what I think that we all should do, is listen to them, because they do have great ideas, and they're telling us what they need. And the more that we keep them quiet and not let their voices be heard, then we will always continue to go in the same path or either backwards. And we know that the longer that we live, we're going to get older and they're going to get older. And so one of us is going to get older before the other, right? So they're going to be taking our places. So we need to be training them now so that they can come aboard.
Yeah, that is
and
so
start.
True.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And this is a very good idea, because we just witnessed what happened over in Huntsville in the city council race. We had a young guy come in, political newcomer, because he got involved and he brushed up on his politics and he involved other millennials and other younger groups in it. You know, he has now got a very good chance of unseating a 7-term councilman. And that's the problem I've had with a lot of politics, is we don't want to embrace the younger generation. I mean, they have got to be given a chance, and they got to be supported with
right.
not just support saying come out here and run. We need support with dollars so they can
right.
go out and do this grassroots networking. We know the money is there. These political parties, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or if you're some PAC, you have money. You can help these younger people out to get them involved, because the last thing we want is for an older statesman or an older elected official to, you know, go through some type of health crisis or, God forbid, death, you know, and we have nobody else in place to step up to the plate. And the people that are elected have got to start taking. Yeah, I noticed, and I'm just speaking from an Afrocentric point of view here for just 1 second. You know, Democratic Party is an inclusive party with everybody. But what really disappointed me when I was really involved in Huntsville politics, I lived there for 12 years, and I worked at Alabama A&M for 10. And what disheartened me was when you go to some of these city meetings or commissioner meetings, the white politicians would have young people there schooling them into the politics. They would be meeting in one room and the younger group would be meeting in another. And they were training people, but we had nobody doing that. And I hated to see that in my community. That's why I'm glad that you guys getting these things started. And that's why I'm overjoyed and glad to help out, because I want to see young people get involved. And we got to learn when to pass the baton. We got to learn that. We got to learn that. You can't get these political offices and positions and try to carry them to your grave. That's not good for the future. It's just not good.
Right.
And all our elected officials, you know, in any party or any race got to realize that. You have got to let the young speak out. And plus, the thing about it, like I just mentioned at the top of the show, the millennials have overtook the baby boomers in numbers. The millennials are a large group, a very large group. And so we need them out there. We need them out there.
That's true.
Yes, definitely true.
And I can't wait to see the Phi Beta Sigma do a little step show. You know, my brother's a Sigma.
I know.
And everybody down here.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody, just about everybody down here in Lawrence County is Sigma. I believe we got more Sigmas than anybody, especially coming out of Cortland. There's a lot of Sigmas in Cortland. I knew those guys when they were online. Boy, I could tell you some stories, but I'm not going to put them out there like that. But all the stuff they went through, it was very good, and I see the brotherhood in all of them, and that's real good. And I see the struggles they went through. And brotherhood and things like that, learning from each other, and coming together like y'all are doing. That's very good. This is groundbreaking. I think that what you guys are doing is groundbreaking, and we got to get the word out. And so what's a good way and a good number where anybody who want to support you guys, that they can call or go to a website, how can they get in touch with you guys for help?
Well, the main way to do that is by definitely calling Renee with her number, which is 256-466-1825. And then we're also working on making a Facebook page.
That's going to be great.
That'll
be up soon.
By like tomorrow, if we need to work hard on doing it and getting it up, because we know that's where most of our people are, you know, most of our young. The young adults like us, that's where we reside, especially on social media. And we want to stress the fact that this event isn't just for African Americans, it's also for Hispanics, whites. It's just, you know, that those, it's just all millennials. You know, when you have
the Democratic Party has a big tent.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I think 31% of eligible voters are millennials, but they have a very low turnout when it comes to voting. And so we most definitely want to get that as close to that 31, you know, that as close to that full 100% of millennials out there actually voting.
And there may be some people who actually want to go into politics. So, you know, we may start who actually may want to go into politics. So I think that's one of the main things we can do to make changes is to get people, you know, ready for the politics, you know, realm. I think that's the main thing we can do.
It can be done. It definitely can be done. There was just a guy, I think he was still in high school. He got elected mayor in this last race. I'm trying to, I don't know where that was. I can't remember, but it can happen. So if millennials can get out the vote, they can be the change that they're seeking.
Yeah.
Right, it can.
Yeah, and to just add to that, this is a part of the Alabama Democratic Conference of Morgan County, the ADC. They have been very, very supportive of this event that we are putting on in September. In fact, they're doing some of the funding for us, and they know that the organization right now is primarily comprised of older members, but they are really, really encouraging young members to be a part of that. And so that's what makes me more excited is that they do support us, and we are a part of them, and they really, really want the young people to get out. They want them to get out and vote. They want them to get out and be a part of the community, be community leaders, and be able to just roll over to some of the positions that they have. Mm-hmm. With this event that we are having, I do want to make it perfectly clear that we're not trying to tell everybody who to vote for in the election. We're just primarily trying to make sure that these young people get out and get the information. We will be registering them to vote, like I said, but we just primarily want them to know that it is very, very important that they do go out to the polls and vote, just like Jaquan and Tyree were speaking about, and to make some informed decisions when they do vote, because candidates outside of the presidential election are not very good at getting out to the public what their platforms are. So when you go to the elections, all you get is a ballot and you vote, and you don't know who they are. They don't let themselves be seen in the community. You don't know what their platform is. You don't know what they're running for. You just vote for them and hope that they do a good job for you, even though you don't even know who they are, which I think that's something that should change. But when the millennials get out there and they start voting, they start taking their rightful place in the community as community leaders, they'll be able to enforce some of those kind of things and make sure those candidates that are running and want people's votes get out and make sure that the people know what their platforms are.
That's so true. And Decatur, you know, they got some problems, but the main thing is we need these young people involved in what's going on in Decatur.
So we've
got to get them organized and get them involved with the politics. You know, you're not getting anything done for you in any city if you're not involved in politics, because just like we know the numbers with the millennials that are there, If they're not active, the elected officials are not going to care what they want. But once they become active and they start voting and those numbers, they see those numbers go up, then they'll start addressing some of those issues.
Right.
Yes. I mean, it's one thing to want change, but you actually have to go out there and do what's necessary to make that change actually happen.
Exactly.
Which voting is a very huge way to do that.
Well, and that's why it's great having you guys in it with the millennials, because you know better than some of us Generation Xers and on up how to reach your peers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
yeah,
you got to get very creative. And sometimes I was working with somebody down in Montgomery in a community, and those younger people was having PlayStation 3 games. And at the same, I mean, that they was having not just the games, they was having the tournaments, but the tournaments also were a voter registration event as well. You had to be registered to vote to even be in this tournament or attend, the people who came in to attend and watch it. And they had big screens all over the place. They had like 5 games going on, big screens at one time, and they give away a prize. Man, it's so many ways that we can reach the millennials. And that's what happens when you have a generation gap. If you're not training millennials the older generation has to give the millennials the opportunity and whatever they need to be able to reach their peers. And they'll be more creative, and they know what's in and what's trending. And we have to give them that leeway and opportunity to attract their own peers in. And they'll do it. Just give them the chance, and they'll do it.
Right.
That's exactly right.
That's why this we have a voice, let it be heard, is so, you know, essential, because it can help wake up people our age, you know. So I think it's very essential that people come out and have fun and have a good time and at the same time learn.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So I know we got this event coming up. Okay, before that, do y'all, when you get the Facebook page up, make sure that you send me an invite, because I'll like it and be glad to spread it.
Okay.
And we get people, we get these people routed to a central location, then we can start really putting the information out there. And you'll see, once you get it organized, these politicians, they'll be coming to you, you know. But we need education, just like Renee was saying. We got to know what these politicians stand for, no matter if you want to vote for them or not, no matter if they're Democratic or Republican. We need to know exactly what it is they're going to stand for and how they're going to impact our lives.
Right.
Now, in addition to what, you know, what we got going on there, we first want to let everyone know, especially, you know, Hispanic, we will have a translator there at the event for, you know, to translate, you know, help them, because we need everyone out there to understand what we're talking about.
Right.
And then we'll also be doing other events in addition to this one later on, you know, as time goes on. We don't want this to be just a one-time thing like most events are around here. We want it to be an ongoing thing. Because it's one thing to, you know, sign up or register to vote, but it's another thing to actually get you out there to vote. And so definitely something
Yeah, you
got to
maintain that contact. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Maintain that contact. And feel free to take your interpreter out to the Hispanic communities as well. You know, when you get ready to put you some boots on the ground, show up in these Hispanic communities with your interpreter and get everybody involved.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Marcus. In fact, I am in the process of putting a Hispanic on our team right now to join Tyree and Jaquan and I. So that is something that we're really, really thinking about and going to make sure that we do a great job in getting them a part of this, because they are a part of our community as well. They're part of a lot of other communities. We don't want to leave them out.
They want to get involved as well, but somebody has to reach out to them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have reached out to them. They're very excited. In fact, the one that I reached out to now, she is redesigning the flyer that I have, and she's going to be putting those flyers out in the Hispanic community this weekend. So she's very excited about it. She's going to do a lot of the footwork that you're talking about for us.
Yes. And hopefully when we get together, we're going to come up with a plan also, too. We don't want to make the mistake some of our previous generations have. We want to make sure that we start mentoring and helping the younger generation to bring them in. Like one of the guys was just saying a second ago, there's a lot of people out there that want to get involved in politics, and we need to reach out to them. We need to find them first, you know, and reach out to them and give them the resources, give them a place where they can come and learn about it.
Right. Yeah. That's the main, I think that's one of the main goals, is to not only give them the knowledge of it and raise awareness, but to get them into office, you know, let them know that it's possible to get in office and have to make changes.
Yes, and I think the best way to do that is by having young people like us leading the people, our people, basically, you know. No offense to the older generation, it's just, I feel more willing to follow behind a leader that's of my age or my age group compared to someone, you know, a lot older than me telling me something. It's just, I don't know why that is, but that's how it is with me.
I can tell you, you know, I'm not an expert, but I studied sociology in college. I can tell you what it is. It's a generation gap, and like you said, that's no disrespect to the older generation. You have a generation who only thing they worried about is, okay, the bills paid, got me a 9-to-5. But other generations want to know, what else am I going to be provided with? It's just not enough just to have a 9-to-5 and your bills paid. I want access to certain things and a certain thing. You know, when you get through generations, the needs and wants change. Because, you know, we all got some people, you know, that we know that's in our family or wherever. They're just satisfied with, you know, with this. But the younger generation want more. They want more. And if you want more, you're going to have to get more involved. Because if you don't ask for it, don't expect your city or your elected officials to give it to you. They're going to give you the least that they have to give you so they can get by. You got to hold their feet to the fire.
That's very true. I can remember being I've been here since sixth grade, which was in 2006, basically. And I can remember a lot of my friends always saying, you know, Decatur is a city where the leaders of our community doesn't really care about us. As in, there's nothing besides going to school and a few events a year, but that's and then just getting a job. And I'm like, well, the answer to that is actually getting out there and being involved, because, you know, you just can't complain and complain and not actually come up with a solution and actually do that solution.
Right.
And you got to let your officials know that we got a lot of millennials here in Decatur. We don't want. I know they sort of kind of want to build Decatur as like a retirement city, but how can you model a retirement? How can you model a retirement city when you got all these millennials there?
Right, and that goes back to putting the right people in office. And when I say that, I mean a younger generation. That's going to really spark that change.
And at least it's bringing up younger leaders, at least. You can actually talk to these politicians and whatnot and tell them, you know, and speak for our generation. And that's just not here. That's just all over the country.
Yeah. That's right.
But at least, you know, we can start here and hopefully it spreads.
Yeah, it spreads. Hopefully, domino effects.
Yeah, it will spread. I mean, we're going to make this thing like a movement. You know, we're going to hit it quick. And we need to touch down in some of these neighborhoods, you know, every other weekend or every weekend, pick some area out, you know, on the map, target that area, and just go at it.
That sounds like a great idea.
Very good idea.
Yeah, there's, you know, people appreciate that. That's how this young guy over in Huntsville made his impact. He went out every day
in the neighborhood that he lived in. And plus it was a big box in that neighborhood. Oakwood University was in that neighborhood. And all of his other people went everywhere else. But he went out every single day and made contact. And he got the solid support of his neighborhood. And it was enough to put him way over the top. So people appreciate when they see you out there. You know, sometimes at the beginning they may get frustration. Yeah, you may get frustrated. It seems like people don't want to get involved. But the more they see you out there, they will become interested in, and get involved from that.
That's right. That's that whole meaning. You got to put action to those words, right?
Yep. Exactly. Do that, and I'm gonna do whatever I can to help. You know, we're gonna be strategizing and coming up with new ways, but the best people to reach the millennials are the millennials themselves. So I know you guys know, you know, what's trending, and we're gonna get into all of that.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. We're excited.
Yeah, we're very excited. The more, you know, the more help we can get, the better.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and it's going to be great having Dr. Boyd there and Michelle King. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. And we all want Dr. Boyd to defeat Mo Brooks. And when you talk about the Hispanic community and also the Islamic community, you know, they were offended by recent comments that Mo Brooks made. And they also will be at the event. There's another event the day before you guys' event. And me and Renee was talking about attending. It's going to be a great event with Dr. Boyd also being there. It's a fundraiser for Dr. Boyd, and there'll be a lot of people there who we're trying to achieve the same things. We're trying to make positive change and be inclusive to everybody, regardless of your race, your orientation, or your religion.
Yes.
Just try to fight for everybody's rights.
That's right.
And we hope to, you know, we hope we can actually make it to that event because, again, we'll get to only connect and get ideas from, you know, other people with great minds, but we'll also get to see, you know, how they do everything and how they reach people and how they, just how everything is laid out.
Right.
So we can make sure we're doing everything the right way and whatnot.
Right.
Well, Renee, we need to make sure that happens. These guys, it will be a good learning experience from them. I mean, good way to season these guys, and we'll be there with some seasoned people. One of them who's hosting it, Pam Miles, give a shout-out to her, Pam's Miles. She's very outspoken, and when I met her, that's really who groomed me at the beginning level when I came in. That's why I like to help people because she didn't have to help me. You know, she showed me some in and outs, and she let me know what the deal was on these elected politicians and some of the process. And I sort of molded myself after her. You know, I know she probably doesn't agree with some of the things I do now, but only thing, she did her part. She lit that fire. And so that's the way I see my role is I just want to light the fire. You know, you burn it as bright as you want to and go in your and let the wind blow it in whatever direction you want with it. But that's why I really appreciate her mentorship at the very beginning.
That's right. That's why I am so, so proud of Jaquan and Tyree because they are the young adults that I reached out to. And I want to give a little shout-out to Jamira Smith, too, who I originally contacted. That's how I got in contact with Jaquan and Tyree. These guys have just put in hard work. They've taken time out of their day. You know, and that's hard to get young people to do, you know, and they have worked hard. And they put in time, and sometimes at night, and sometimes just impromptu meetings that I call, they come, and we've met at Starbucks, we've met at different places just to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
They have really inspired me in ways, and they don't even know that. But just to see them excited and to be involved in something like this really makes me proud of them. And I hope that they will be able to create the same type of excitement in other people in this community because it's just like, you know, it's just you touch one, you touch another. You reach down, you pull up someone else. And I hope that these other young adults will have the same kind of passion to want to know about this just like they did.
Yes, I'm just, in my part,
in my part, I'm just gonna do just like Pam Miles did me. I'm gonna give them the tools and get out of the way. That's
exactly.
What you gotta do.
Exactly.
You know, as long as they got the tools, they'll do the right thing. Give them the tools
and
get out of the way.
That's what we have to do.
Show them
how to show them the way and move out of their way.
We appreciate
yep.
you.
So, yeah, and my pleasure, my pleasure. So is anything y'all want to say in closing? Renee, I'll let you go first.
I just want to encourage everybody to come out to this event. Like I said, they have worked very hard on this. We all have together, and it's for a very, very good cause. And like I said, I want to work with all the community leaders to make sure that we have that one common goal, which is the people, which is the young adults, the millennials, to get them out and get them educated, give them the information, like you said, and then just step back and let them roll with this, because who else better to reach them than themselves, the people their age. But it's a great opportunity to be able to let their voices be heard, ask questions that they want to ask of the people that are going to be there speaking. I didn't mention it, but Don Kyle, he will be there, which is the mayor right now, and I'm not sure he will be after this runoff election, but it would be great that he would be, because I'm going to put it out there, I voted for him, because I think he's doing great things. He asked to come, and he wanted the young people to be able to ask questions, and he said they need to know about the jobs that are out there for them, you know, and I thought it was very nice for him to say, because he didn't have to say that.
Yes, he can come. He should come whether or not he's elected or not. He still knows a lot that he can give us.
Well, that's true. That's true. But he will be there for the young people to ask him questions. But I just want to encourage everybody to come out and not support me, and not to support any adult that's going to be there, but support Jaquan, Tyree, and all the other young people that's going to be there that need our support to help them to understand and to grow. And, you know, those are our next future leaders, and we need to invest in them.
Yeah, y'all come out, Decatur. Make sure y'all come out. This is not a competition between adults, because I'm on Renee's team, and if it was like that, we'll put you to shame. Okay, let's get to Jaquan and Tyree.
You can go first, Tyree.
Thank everyone for listening. And I'm excited for the event. I just want everyone to come out and have a good time. There will be entertainment, like we said. You know, you're going to gain knowledge. You'll get a chance to register to vote, you know, and all of that. So,
and from my point of view, I think it's going to be a great event, especially having somebody like Dante Pryde there, another millennial who's going to be able to share his amazing gift of gospel rap. It's going to be pretty cool to have him there, and, you know, bringing his friends and whatnot. Listening to, you know, all the speakers, but I guess the one message I want to just deliver here is, you know, if you're a millennial listening or if you're not, you know, it's great that, you know, if you come out here and be present, but even if you can't do it, you can't be there, still don't shy away from voting, not learning, and don't shy away from not learning what you're going to vote for, because even if you don't vote, you're still, you know, there's still a problem. You're still going to either get the wrong person in office or you're going to get the right person, but it really doesn't, it doesn't work that way. You still need to be voting, and so we hope this event is going to be able to be a nice jump start to a long and amazing journey.
Yes. Well, I don't know if Renee told you guys or not, but I'm gonna put y'all in the spot somewhere on my network and give you guys some free airtime. So this is not the last time, audience. This is not the last time you've heard from Jaquan and Tyree, because they'll be on this network. And we're going to try to set them up with their own spot, their own show, so we can start having the millennials come on. We'll play the millennials' music. You know, we'll do it all. They'll have their own network on here. So look for that coming up in the future. And with that, I'm going to end this with Nako. He's a Native American artist, and I look forward to hearing the artist that's going to be there that night at the Aquadome. So until next time, and there will be a next time, like I said, look for these guys having their own show in the very near future.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Come, let's build. five a barrel.